young birds flying, and the soft wind blowing cools the sweat inside my palms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We have the men's room segment coming up with Wayne Levine, and I must apologize because I did not start off this segment with a Phil Oaks song. I always start off this segment with Elvis, but I promise you Phil Oaks will be the musical in and out of our show for the rest of the show. This segment is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com, npier.com. Please subscribe to their newsletter. It's a quarterly newsletter, and it's free. I am also happy to announce that North Pier's Jim Scheinberg has joined my show for a regular segment, Family Financial Matters, which is coming up. We will be talking about everybody's favorite subject, money, money, money. Okay, but it's now time for the men's room. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Pleased to be here, Bruce.
So, Wayne, how do you handle change?
Terribly. And that's why I'm an expert in helping other men to get through their changes. You know, we get anxious. We don't like change. Lots been written on it. I think everybody knows pretty well what change can feel like to them in their lives. But it's not just the major changes, major loss that's anxiety producing. It's small changes that I think have a deeper meaning, and we procrastinate and we put things off because that small change that's happening is touching something. And we find that all the time when we're working with the man.
How about an example? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, well, then we can continue with other things
think.
While that small
think.
Mind of yours tries
no, no,
to process
no, no,
that
no,
question.
No, it's no problem. You can't stump me.
Okay.
There's perhaps you're being asked in your business to think about your goals for the year. In doing so, you've got deeper thoughts about really the direction of your business. You put off working on your goals, and you may not know why, but you put it off because there's something uncomfortable about it, because it really is forcing the issue that you want to make a change. It's not really just about setting goals. You really want to make a major change, but you're afraid to look at it. And so you put off doing the goals, or you put off making an appointment for some other business-related opportunity, because you're really sitting on a greater concern.
Mm-hmm.
And that's producing anxiety, and that's perhaps making you feel stuck. So that's one example. And we find all the time, you know, we'll start with the man on some little issue, and eventually we'll get down to the deeper issue that really needs to be addressed. And then once that's addressed, then the floodgates open and you could continue with your life and do what you need to do.
Well, that was an excellent example.
Wow.
And I think it applies to business. But let's talk about how it applies to parenting and our kids and our relationships.
Changes. Well, as a parent, it changes daily. You know, it's like the weather in Seattle. Once you figure out how to handle your four-year-old, he's five, and the rules change.
Isn't that the truth?
So I guess one of the things I wish I had when I was 30 was greater perspective on what parenting was all about, what fatherhood really meant, because I know that I made so much more than was necessary about certain issues along the way and couldn't see the change that was about to happen. And so I was stuck in the moment rather than being able to sort of zoom back a little bit and see, oh, I see what's happening here. I see the arc of my child's life. This is what's going to happen.
Did you do better or differently with your second child? Now, granted, you had a different sex in your second child, so of course it's a whole set of rules, but would you say you were more relaxed in general?
Well, the fact that that my son came second caused a whole other set of issues for me, because as a man, my issues from childhood were projected onto my son. So it was a completely different experience.
But will he ever recover?
Yeah, he's out of the house. I think he's well on his way.
I can vouch for the fact that your son is a stand-up, terrific young man, and I know he has recovered and will continue to recover.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Lots of
he's also a lot bigger than you now, so you better watch out, in case he has any recollections of those abuses of yours, verbally and otherwise.
Well, there's always that dad advantage, that besides having 20 pounds on him, dads always have power.
Except his 20 pounds is muscle.
Yes, but fathers need to know that there's always a dad advantage.
Which is?
Not to worry. Well, there's an intimidation factor. There's a reluctance for the son to pull out all the stops.
Well, I'm counting on that with my older son, who towers over me right now. But fortunately, he's a beanpole, so I definitely have the weight advantage. But someday when he fills out, it'll be a little scary, at least physically.
But the thing is, when that time comes, there are going to be so many people who are going to want to chip in to help him out.
Yes, the line has formed already.
So listen, back to the kids.
Yes.
Some things became much easier, obviously. I remember the first cough with my daughter and staying up all night and looking at the book and calling the pediatrician.
Yes.
And then when the second one came along, it's like, let him cough. We'll deal with him in the morning. And that becomes easier. But the changes are really fascinating. And I think that we have an opportunity as parents and as humans to grow and change as our children grow and change. But it takes a little help, because it's very easy to get really sucked into the drama and the details of the moment. So that's why, for the men, we have other men in our lives so that we can maintain that perspective and make sure that we're showing up the way we really want to.
Do you think that being a parent helped you handle change better or neutral?
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, it helped me to make life less about me and more about others.
Hmm.
So to be the best parent that I could be, I had to care more about my son and my daughter than about me at the moment. And that,
well, enough of that. Let's talk about me now.
Exactly. So that helps one mature, certainly.
They say marriage actually does the same thing, especially for men.
Look, marriage and parenthood both provide that opportunity. Not everyone takes it.
It's a mixed bag, but ultimately I think it is of great value, especially to men. Men get humanized in marriage, and then I think both men and women learn so much more as parents, if they are blessed and fortunate enough and choose to become parents.
Listen, yes, marriage is terrific, and it's only in relationship that you really have the opportunity to see where you need to grow. If you're not in a relationship, it doesn't really matter. But in that relationship, you have a mirror. But with more than half of marriages failing, and who knows how happy the other half is, most adults are really not doing that work, it looks like to me. They're really not doing that work to find out, what is it that I can do to improve? What changes do I need to make? And rather than blaming my spouse.
Which, of course, comes right back to the topic of willingness to change versus just staying stuck. And I think that was a good way to kind of bring us full circle. Next week, I want to make a little announcement. We have a special show in which Wayne is the exclusive guest, talking about your book, which is called...
Hold On to Your Nuts, the Relationship Manual for Men. And NUTS is an acronym for Non-Negotiable Unalterable Terms.
So do be sure to tune in to next week's special show. If you want to get your copy of that book, you can get it from Wayne's website, which is bettermen.org, or you can visit brucesallon.com, where there is a wonderful picture of the cover of the book, and you just click on it and you can buy it. Anything else you'd like to add as far as upcoming events or how people can reach you?
Well, we've got our men's weekend in Santa Barbara in September. It's not too early to register, and you can find out all that information along with what we do to help coach men to be better fathers and husbands on the phone and in person in Southern California at bettermen.org.
That's bettermen.org. Wayne, I got to go. Thank you so much.
Right on, Bruce.
And thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break, and it is time for me to clear my throat.
Magic will glow in the night. All fears of the forest are gone. But when the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn, of changes. Passions will part to a strange